The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
It's all fun and games till they smell. You ever had a smelly one?
Yeah, dude. I've had a couple stinkers.
We're talking about partners. I'm talking about, have you ever had a smelly one?
Yeah.
I mean,
I'm going to tell you guys a story. I can't even believe I'm revealing. Before I was dating DJ Automatic, before I even knew what his name was, I don't know why our other co-host, Candyman, brought this up. But he said something about a stinky person and you're in bed. And Otto's like, you just go for it. You do it anyway. I swear to you. And I can't imagine that I'm with this man now.
Well, I mean, at least I was honest.
Dude, it has to smell really bad to override horniness. That's a thing, dude.
Is that true story?
I mean, yeah, that's the way most men are not. You're not going to be held back by a little bit of odor.
That's not going to stop you.
No. I mean, once you start thinking with that other brain, there's not much that can stop
think
you.
Very differently.
Well, a little stinkiness is not going to deter us from the end goal.
There's some pseudocyas out there who will take post-gym meat.
Yes.
You know, they will. They will. I'm
going to say, you get anybody worked up enough, they're not going to worry about odors. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Carry a baby wipe and tune into today's episode. How do you tell someone you love or a friend that they don't smell so fresh? I'm giggling a little this Tuesday morning because yesterday we were talking about something I think everybody can relate to, embarrassing moments. Good morning. Welcome to Tuesday. The Dana Cortez Show is on. I'm Dana Cortez.
I got plenty of embarrassing moments. DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I know, but we've all had embarrassing moments. There's nothing worse than being on a stage. We're so blessed to be able to introduce some of the biggest artists in the world, have all these incredible opportunities to meet people, but stupid things can happen in front of a big crowd. I remember that time when there were like 20 local rappers that I had to introduce before the main act. And the crowd was mad. Like,
this is a low point for you, Dana.
Oh my gosh, when are we getting the main act? Here's rapper one. Here's rapper two. By the 10th, somebody threw a bottle.
Yeah,
I barely missed it. And I was like, I'm done. It was so embarrassing.
It's always awkward because people barely kind of know you. You know, they don't care about you, and then you're introducing somebody that they don't even know about.
Where's the weekend? We ain't here for you and these 20 rappers. Yeah.
But that's on the promoter when they do that. And they're usually selling those
spots.
Did
I ever tell you guys about the time my balls dropped on stage?
What?
When I was doing the bingo? When I was hosting bingo?
What happened?
So I was hosting bingo for that company party. And
why are you hosting bingo?
So the owner of the comedy club's like, yo, I got this sweet gig for you. It's a corporate gig. They're having a big office party, so you get to host this corporate bingo. But I didn't know they had a real bingo set up there. And if you've ever been to a bingo hall, that spinning thing, it has like a little hook on the bottom. And next thing you know, it clashed into all my other balls, and all my balls went flying all over the stage, dude.
And you had to pick up all the balls in front of everybody?
Dude, you know what it's like to try to pick up 12 balls? Dude, it was embarrassing, bro.
Were they booing everybody just looking at
me? They were just looking at me like, this guy obviously clearly doesn't have it in control. At all, dude. At all.
Well, I took a bottle off the face one time. Well,
a bottle off the face?
A bottle off the face.
A bottle off the face.
A bottle off the face while I was on tour. So, and it almost, I'm not going to lie, almost knocked me out.
Otto called me, FaceTime me, had a big old black eye.
No. And I thought I was killing it. I'm not going to lie.
Somebody said no.
I didn't think so.
What's the most embarrassing moment you've ever had? Hit us at DJ Automatic at Anthony A400 at Dana Cortez. National Day this Tuesday.
We'll start with National 412's Day. This is celebrating things that come in 12s, like eggs, roses, sometimes years of marriage. You never know.
What? It ended in year 12.
We also got National Grilled Cheese Day.
Grilled cheese, I've said it before and I'll say it again. I think DJ Automatic will agree. I make a really good grilled cheese. When I first made it, he was looking at me like, what's this? And then he's like, oh my gosh, make me another one.
Puts mayonnaise on it.
Oh, no, it's Miracle Whip.
Oh, same difference.
Don't get it? No, it's not. Oh my. Dare you say that?
Creamy white stuff.
Dude, for real. Dude, I'm just looking at the words grilled cheese sandwich is like a wet dream. All right, we also have National Only Child Day.
Weird kids.
No.
They are.
I'm an only child, DJ Automatic.
Weird kid.
May I share with you the top three things that are wonderful about being an only child?
Yeah, go ahead.
I don't have to share. That's
She still doesn't share. She still has problems with sharing.
I don't have to share anything. I love it. People are like, don't you want a brother or sister? Hell no, because I never share.
She hides food.
Yeah, I saw you find my hot Cheetos last night, DJ Automatic. Hey.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Every one of us has been not so fresh on occasion, okay? But when it becomes a habit, when you just stinky, ooh, like, have you ever worked with someone? Have you ever been in a relationship with someone who has an odor problem? It's hard to approach them.
I've cuddled a person and I've had the odor problem.
No, Anthony, yeah, it was bad. Happened?
I'll just own up to it right now. You know, we do a lot of talking on a daily, right?
Oh, yeah. You got that funkified coming from your mouth.
Dude, and she finally just leaned back and she's like, bro, my nostrils are right where your mouth is coming out at, like when we cuddle.
Ew.
So she was like, yo, either you go down and brush your teeth or you become the little spoon. And I said, well, can I go brush my teeth and then be the little spoon? And she said, yeah. So that's how we came to that. But I felt bad.
And she mounted you like a backpack?
Yeah, dude. Oh, my minty fresh breath after that, dog.
This dermatologist on TikTok has gone viral because she said you shouldn't use soap.
Are you using soap on your arms and legs? Stop! There's no need to use soap or body wash on your arms and legs. All you're doing is wasting your time, money, and desiccating your stratum corneum. Just a quick rinse. Unless your skin on your arms and legs is visibly soiled, there is no need to be using soap or body wash there. You're just wasting time and money.
I understand where she's going because soaps can strip the body of natural oils, all this and that. But she failed to mention you can exfoliate, you can loofah, you can use natural soaps and oils. You gotta wash your body or you're funky because bacteria grows and it stinks. I'm sorry. And I'm not afraid to tell DJ Automatic if he's got a little odor because we've been married a long time. It's easy now.
I smell perfect, okay, Dana?
Well, you don't have a lot of odor. You really don't. But there's times when, as Anthony admitted earlier, you've had like a little lettuce, whatever y'all call it.
What do you call it? Lettuce.
Whatever.
Oh, that smell.
I'm like, you better go. And I yell at him, get up, go to the bathroom.
Mince, man. Mince, mince, and mince.
No, but even your face.
I always have them in my backpack.
Everything. You got to go. Well, why don't you do that for me? Why for strangers?
You should always have them in your mouth.
Cochino. I'm like, come on. So to approach a friend or a new person in your life who may not smell that great.
Why would you want to be with somebody who stinks? Come on.
Because sometimes there's things like you just don't know.
Yeah.
Like single men, they pick up clothes from the floor and put them on and don't understand that you smell.
This is a lot more for the dudes than the ladies.
It really
real
is.
Automatic. Come
it
on,
really
man.
Is. So don't make fun of them. You just approach them and you say, here's a bottle of mouthwash.
Don't take any offense to this.
My friend said one time, she told her man, I'm bored. Let's brush our teeth.
Sounds like so much fun right now.
I'm bored. Let's go brush our teeth.
We could even floss.
Tell them about discounts for hygiene products. Who wrote this list?
You're the one who's reading it.
I found a discount for deodorant.
There it is, dude.
You should take advantage of that.
Nothing better than bad hygiene than some passive aggressiveness.
Listen to this. Act like you smell too.
Man, we stink.
Oh, that's a good one, though.
That's a good
like,
one.
Think about it, that, though. Because, like, I'll do that sometimes. I'm like, anybody else smell that?
No.
Okay. You want some gum? If somebody offers you gum, take it.
Always.
Okay. Talk politely and privately. That's so important. If you have someone that you work with or even a partner, you don't say, man, you stink.
You just want to pull them to the side and be like,
Hey,
did you put on deodorant today?
Yeah,
dude.
I have some in my backpack.
It's about time I got to tell you this. You smell like ass.
Do you wipe your... Do you do that?
Stop.
Yo, remember when we had that rapper in here
Don't you dare disclose
his name. That was the worst predicament I've ever been in.
Don't you dare disclose his name.
Okay, we're not going to say who his name is. But he's a very, very famous rapper. And he said, I got to go to the bathroom real quick. He comes back to sit down to do the interview. And I swear to God, it felt like he brought the bathroom to the studio.
I thought he was kidding, and the auto came out and said, yo, what is the deal?
My God.
Imagine trying to do an interview like that.
And me and the road manager were sitting there blaming each other. Like, I know it's you, dog.
Number one advice, according to relationships.org, ask a close friend to tell them.
You should have told the road manager, hey, bro, your rapper smells like ass.
Let's take a call. Line 8, you've been holding forever. You said you had a story. Go ahead.
Okay, my ex-boyfriend, he never used soap. I mean, he never used it. And I swear to you, he smelled so
Oh, my God. Okay.
But why?
I noticed you said ex. Did that contribute to the breakup?
Yes.
Wait, what do you mean, though? Like he wouldn't even take a shower, like, ever?
Once in a while, yeah. But, I mean, not really, because it got to the point where I'd be in the bedroom, you know, we'd both be there, and it would smell so freaking bad. I mean, it smelled like a dirty baseball cap, like onion.
Oh.
It was, like,
oh,
insane.
My gosh.
Okay, then why why would you even spend the night over there if he was that stinky? I mean...
No, he was so sweet. I loved him. He was so... Oh, no, I didn't... love him. But I loved him. And I mean, he's a great guy. I thought if he saw me showering every once in a while at night or whatever, he might get inclined to join me. You know, I'd invite him in. He wouldn't scrub.
That is so disgusting. I can't... Well, at least you could say...
You should have told him that a loofah turned you on.
You know what? Thank you, and good luck finding a nice, clean boyfriend next time, okay?
Thank you.
I have something you can do. Tell that stinky friend to listen to the podcast.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
In case you missed it, home buying has changed forever, and it's all because of millennials. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Well, I'm about to break it down for you. These are three stories you need to know. And to be honest, the timeline just moves too quickly. So we find the biggest and we share them with you right now. DJ Automatic.
In case you missed it, the world's richest person has changed over. Elon Musk is now $100 billion richer than Amazon founder Jeff Bezos.
Wow.
So Musk is worth $282 billion, which means that he could buy every NFL team, every NBA team, every Major League Baseball team, and every NHL team and still have $28 billion left in his bank account.
Dang. That's scary to me.
Dude, the NFL would suck if it was ran by Elon Musk.
Oh, it would. Well, maybe not. You'd probably get some cool equipment. So here's the top five. We got Elon Musk, number one. Number two is Jeff Bezos. Number three is Bernard Arnault, who they own Louis Vuitton and all that.
Oh. Well, no, no, no. He's the CEO of the fashion house.
Well, the family owns it, yeah.
Tiffany's and Louis and all of that, yes.
And then Bill Gates and then Warren Buffett.
Those are the top five.
That's the top five right now.
I meant what I said, though. That kind of wealth scares me because people keep getting more and more poor. And, I mean, the disparity has grown so much in the past 20 years. It's unimaginable. And Elon Musk... did not pay federal taxes. He'll say, I pay the most taxes. Yeah, percentage-wise, because you make the most money. You have the most money. But the majority of us paid federal taxes, and he didn't. And he uses government money all the time. Loans and everything else. That's how he kept his business afloat. Something is wrong.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how they do that. Because I know Jeff
Bezos... We don't have enough money to figure it out.
I know that Jeff Bezos only pays himself $81,000 a year.
That's what I'm saying. These are big rich problems.
Oh, nice, dude.
These are big people rich problems.
Yeah. I need to know the formula.
Dude, I'd just love to be one of their ex-wives. That would be the gig, right?
Yes, sign you both up for it.
Like the rest of us who don't make as much money as Jeff or Elon, if you're looking for a job, Walmart is hiring long-haul truck drivers at a starting salary of $95,000 a year.
Wow.
Yo, that is wild. Because Walmart is one of the only retail places that has their own fleet of trucks that are able to offer this. So depending on your experience, yeah, the starting salary is $95,000 up to $110,000, bro.
Think about it. The other day when we were in the Uber with the guy who was the truck driver that quit because they tried to lower his pay.
Because it was a small company.
Yeah.
He could easily go work for Walmart. Starting pay. With the is 95 and you go up to 110. I mean, somebody out there who's listening who has experience driving trucks, you could make $95,000 a year. And the fuel and all that's not coming out of your pocket because, as Anthony said, they own their own fleet of trucks. That's your money.
Sounds like more money and less stress.
No, when you're driving trucks, it's stressful, though. They still have such a hard job. You know what? Shout out to all truck drivers.
Yeah, dude. Shout out to our truck drivers.
Absolutely. You guys do such an amazing job making sure we have all our toilet paper. All right, so in case you missed it, millennials have changed the way the housing market is functioning. It's harder to buy homes now than ever before. There aren't enough homes to house everybody who wants homes. And 63% of millennials in 2020 purchased a house sight unseen? They bought it off the internet. That was us. We didn't see our house. We just bought it offline.
Oh.
We bought it on the internet.
I thought you were going to say they're changing it by getting into more poly relationships.
No.
Supporting the household.
No, 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 no. This is about money and the fact that there's not enough homes being built. Remember that it was a housing crash back in, was it 08?
2008,
between 08
yeah.
and 2010. And so I think that banks and even investors are a little apprehensive to build like a ton of houses because of what happened. So that's just driving the prices up. And because millennials are so comfortable buying things online, that's the majority of how people buy their homes now. I think it's a good thing.
I could never buy. Well,
yes, you could never. We did.
Yeah, but we were like, Crisco was our real estate agent. Crisco was my good, good friend. I trust his opinion.
We did,
but we still did a FaceTime and we still looked at it. But I will say, when we walked in the first time before we remodeled it, I almost had a nervous breakdown. I was like, yo, what did you buy? Because we spent a lot of money, dude.
We bought a house from a person named Crisco. What does that even mean?
We just sold that house, and we made a bunch of money off of it.
And we're having a new one built because of that investment.
So shout out to Crisco.
It's like what it says on a birth certificate? His business card says that?
I'm trying to make more money. Crisco, lower your percentage rate. Facts.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
You ever had someone bump into you at the store just be rude?
Oh,
yes. Yeah. It happened to a woman in California, and she was buying a lottery ticket at a vending machine. Her name is Lakedra Edwards. She was so upset, the man just bumped her and made her push the wrong button by mistake. Oh. She just spent $30 on a lottery ticket. She went to her car, she scratched it, and she won $10
million.
What the fuck?
Oh. That was the best bump she ever got.
That's exactly.
She can get a lot of bumps now.
Don't get high on your own supply.
No, no. Lakedra Edwards is an upstanding citizen, okay? She said what normally would have really been upsetting, someone hitting you like that and not being nice, ended up making her a whole lot of money.
Damn.
And she said she got what she deserves. She hopes the man gets what he deserves. Maybe a parking ticket after that.
Dude, I'm going to be flopping so hard now whenever I'm buying stuff. It's like, please hit me. Somebody hit me.
It's like NBA player. Yeah.
From one outstanding citizen to another, I'm talking about Captain America. You guys know.
Of course.
Zero,
yeah.
Right? Wow. First issue of his comic book recently sold for DJ Automatic. Take a shot.
$3.1 million.
Oh!
I saw the story.
The thievery! But yeah, you guys get the thing. Yeah, at the Heritage Auctions.
I guessed $1 million because I'm like, who?
Damn,
first of all, $1 million's too much. Who's paying $3 million for a freaking comic book?
A guy that never got in high school.
That's right!
Could be a true story right there. That should be the WTF, you loser.
All right, well, this guy, he might have been kissing his dog. And a lot of people kiss their dogs.
But I don't kiss my dog.
Well,
that
researchers,
is disgusting.
Researchers in England have discovered that there is a super bug in dogs' mouths that could end up killing you. A team from Royal Veterinary College zeroed in on an E. coli super strain that's living in about one out of every six dogs' mouths.
That's disgusting.
I mean, Dana, they lick their butts to clean themselves. You probably should have known that they were gross. Cats were tested too.
Hell yeah, dude.
But here we go. Only 5% of cats came back with the superbug.
Cats are cleaner. Mm. Cats are just cleaner animals, period.
They also lick their privates to clean themselves, though.
Not like dogs do, though. Dogs go in on theirs and other dogs. Have you seen it?
Ew.
Our dogs do it, yes.
This is a very private conversation that I don't even feel comfortable being in right now, but I'm here.
Why don't men lick their butts?
We can't reach.
Exactly.
I know that's right.
Careful who you kiss, too. We'll be right back. Those are your WTF
stories. Y'all kissing each other. That's the thing. You guys, your whole household is kissing each other, apparently.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Remember when Pusha T exposed Drake for having a son? This song right here.
Let me keep with the facts. You are hiding a child. Let that boy come home. Deadbeat mother.
He's walking it back. Ooh. And I'll tell you why. And we also have audio of Pusha T himself speaking on this right now. Daily Dirt, the best gossip, this and more. Anthony A, famous people's birthdays.
The one, the only David Letterman celebrating his birthday. And K-pop star Seungyoon celebrating his birthday.
All right, so Selena Gomez, I love her. She's the most followed singer on Instagram. And she has a message for all the body image critics.
But honestly, I don't care about my weight because people bitch about it anyway. You're too small. You're too big. That doesn't fit. Me. Bitch, I am perfect the way I am. Moral of the story? Bye.
So go say it again.
Bitch, I am perfect the way I am.
And that's it right there. Don't worry about what anybody else thinks about you. Only your opinion matters. All right, now let's talk about Chris Rock. He says he's willing to speak about Will Smith slapping him at the Oscars now that he has his hearing back. Wow. But he wants to get paid. I don't blame him.
Damn, so he's saying that Will Smith slapped his hearing?
Yeah, you couldn't hear.
He probably ruptured an eardrum. I mean, have you ever taken like a full-on slap to the ear? It hurts.
Hell yeah, dude. I don't think it did that, but I like his style of like, you know, got to sell it for the court, right?
I mean, why would he say it if it didn't happen? I mean, the man was embarrassed in freaking, front of the world.
To freaking sue him for all the money Will Smith has, dude. I'm trying to get all that.
Why hasn't he sued him yet?
Oh, wow.
Well, I mean, this is a process. It takes time.
If I was Chris Rock, I would sue. And I think Will Smith is definitely sorry, but nothing says I'm sorry like a big check. You know what I'm saying? All right, and then finally, Pusha T is walking back dissing Drake's son, and it's because he now himself is a father. He has a son named Nigel, who was born in 2020, and this is what he has to say.
I don't like the energy of, like, mentioning my son in that type of energy. Or any kid in that type of energy is just not my, it's not my thing right now.
Hey, Seth, that's not my thing right now. It's because when you have your child, it's different. Before you're a parent, you don't understand.
And it's also because he has a new album out. And this is a way for us to talk about him. And talk about his new album, which is called It's Almost Dry, and I like it.
Ugh.
Well, of course, it's Pusha T, but I don't think so. Pusha T's never walked anything back. Since I've been following that man, this is the first time that I've ever seen him or heard him speak like this. And he says because his son changed his life, he's like, you just don't know love until you have a child.
Oh, damn. Fatherhood. Get you every time.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
One of America's favorite cereals, Lucky Charms, is in food news today. Welcome. It's Hottest Hashtags on your Tuesday. It's the Dana Cortez Show, and I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A., a.k.a. the Baked Potato.
All right, so we're going to begin with the U.S. states abandoning mask mandates and more retailers dropping requirements for masks. It has people feeling more comfortable shopping in person and participating in public activities, so online grocery sales have declined by 6%. To $8.3 billion. Last year at this time, it was $9.3 billion. That's a big loss. Billions. Think of all the zeros. I don't even know how many zeros
that is. Well, people are going into the stores now.
Yeah, they want to squeeze their fruit. You know what I'm saying? But the e-commerce apps are doing more to entice shoppers to continue getting their food delivered, offering discounts. I still use it once in a while.
Did you just say squeeze your fruit?
I like to squeeze my fruit.
Okay.
Squeeze
that sounds like something dirty, but okay.
It does not. Nasty squeeze avocado. I need to know what's up.
Okay, you saying that's like save money?
No, it's to check the freshness. The freshness of the fruit.
Right. I don't grocery
shop.
My
food is always fresh, okay?
Anthony does prepared meals.
Anthony definitely is prepared meals or gets his delivered. All right, so anyway, we're going to move on to food news now. The website iwaspoisoned.com has seen numerous complaints about Lucky Charms making people sick.
I heard about this.
Yes, so stomach cramps and I guess I can just say bathroom issues. Just keep it nice here. So many complaints that the FDA says they're looking into it. Do you believe that? Maybe there's something going on in the marshmallows.
If you're really poisoned, do you have time to go to a website? That feels like a lot for me. You got to call 911 to be poisoned.
Food poisoning is different than regular poisoning.
Okay.
You can feel sick. You can have bathroom issues. And if it is right after you ate your Lucky Charms and it's a lot of other people, something's wrong.
All right.
With Lucky Charms.
All right. It could be the milk, dog. Oh, no, bro.
That's what I was thinking.
I don't know. That little leprechaun looks kind of evil.
Delicious. All right. National Day, Anthony A.
We'll start with National 412s Day to celebrate the things that come in 12. Eggs, roses, and sometimes years of marriages. We also have
DJ Automatic said donuts. How dare you forget?
Oh, nice, dude. True. And we also have National Only Child Day. Hello.
That's me. Okay. I'm an only child. I love being an only child.
And
I don't want a brother
to tell
or sister.
You that.
I love that I didn't have to share. I eat slowly because I'm not fighting with other people over the food.
Are you an only child, though? Because your dad had like 15 kids.
Do I know any of them?
Well, I mean,
did I grow up with any of them?
You're raised an only child. Okay. You're not technically an only child.
I am an only child. Nobody was in my house.
All right, guys, let's shift gears.
I didn't want to share airtime with those people.
All right, what do you call grilled cheese that's been left in the fridge for a few days?
Anthony A., what do you call a grilled cheese that's been left in the refrigerator a few days?
This was easy. It's called a chilled cheese.
What?
No.
No.
What was that?
Damn. Damn, no. Chilled.
I thought you were going to say, like, delicious or something.
Microwavable?
It's cold. All right. Anyway, it's National Grilled Cheese Day.
Oh.
All right.
No. You know, there's been some bad ones, but that was by far.
I always laugh, and I can't even fake it.
Yeah, dude, I ruined grilled cheese.
Women are good at faking it, and I can't even do it now.
No, I ruined grilled cheese sandwich day. Sorry about that.
Who makes the best grilled cheese in your casa house? Hit us up right now. I know I do for sure, and it's got to have Miracle Whip on it. At me if you don't agree.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. The day is April 12th, and DJ Automatic is about to give us music facts. We go back in time. We do it musically, so hopefully you feel real good, because I love this segment. Where are we going today?
We're going way, 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 way back to 1961 when Ray Charles wins 4 Grammys for Georgia On My Mind.
Oh my gosh. You know this is a country album, right?
Yes, it was. And it actually was number one on the Hot 100.
Well, a lot of people don't understand that
the country,
the country Hot 100, but just country music in general influenced a lot of people during this time,
Georgia,
especially if you were from the South.
Georgia on my mind.
Damn, how can you not love that?
So Rolling Stone said this was the 44th best song of all time.
Made me want to play. I got chills. Georgia.
No, I love this record.
Just love Ray
and
Charles.
How about Jamie Foxx when he played Ray?
Amazing.
Absolutely. We watched it the other day. I mean, he's Jamie Foxx, like 2 minutes in.
My good friend Frank, you guys are familiar with Frank.
Yeah.
Went to college together, lived out in Jersey. His dad ran a studio that Ray Charles recorded out of. So they were good friends. And
wow.
The most lit photo I've ever seen is him playing a harmonica with my friend's dad. Amazing.
That's crazy. All right, Automatic, where are we going next?
Now we're going to the year 2000 when Metallica files a lawsuit against Napster and actually wins for copyright infringement. And basically, though, the world was changed. The music world, at least, was changed by Napster. It was person-to-person file sharing.
Yep.
But you know what happened is Metallica ended up doing the labels a favor.
They did.
Yeah.
They had to change the way they did business.
And everyone hated Metallica. And remember, Dr. Dre was on this lawsuit as well.
Yeah. That actually saved a lot of the artists from getting their music bootlegged.
It did.
Yeah, this was big.
And it changed the way labels did business. And at the end of the day, it's better for artists.
Shout out to Metallica, because this eventually led to what we knew as iTunes, and then that helped the record industry catch up, and then now they're booming, like you said.
Shout out to Metallica, because I'm going to put it out there right now. Best damn concert I've ever been to, ever, ever in my entire life, was a Metallica show. I've never seen anything like it. Godsmack opened up for them and looked like a damn high school band. I was like, ooh, look at Godsmack. Metallica came out, and it was like, never mind, because so, they rock.
That's crazy.
Out.
My first ever concert was Metallica.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Earlier inside the Dana Cortez Show, we were addressing how to address a person or maybe your significant other on personal hygiene.
Cleanliness.
Yes, right.
Odors.
Well, Automatic. I recently ran into a lady who, let's say she had a funky whisker biscuit. So, ladies, we need your help. How do you tell a woman that she has a stench down there? I was talking to two dudes.
One studio.
A recap segment of the Dana Cortez Show, which is probably going to be canceled after today.
Yes.
Because I don't think Dana's going to approve this. But earlier when she was talking about how to like address your partner if they have stink, it was all basically how to talk to dudes.
Yeah, and like women stink too.
Yeah, man. Sometimes it happens. Ladies. Sometimes a girl will go to yoga class, then she'll go get bottomless mimosas with her friends, and then she hits you up and she's like, hey, where are you at right now? And she comes over your house like on like a demon vibe and you know, you dive into it, and that's when you're down there realizing her Fromunda cheese smells a little spoiled, all right?
Like cheese.
A little tart because of her workout.
Sweat and champagne, huh? As a lifelong DJ, I know exactly what you're talking about. Because in my days before Dana Cortez, I might have ran into a couple one of those stinky whisker biscuits, as you call them.
Oh, my God. Dude, ew, it's like a it smelled like a bag of soaked pennies.
Sting hits the nostrils.
Think about that right there.
Yeah.
All right. So, what our good friend Sarah suggested we do, and ladies, at AnthonyA400 on Twitter and Instagram, please let me know if this is how I should handle the situation. Is she suggests that you propose a group shower together, right?
Say, do you know what really turns me on? Soap. Let's lather each other up.
That's the wet.
Let me get that for you, even.
So I think a group shower and some honesty. Honestly, that's really all you can do.
If you tell a woman she stinks like that, you'll never talk to her again.
Is that the same like calling a man out for his hairline or letting him know
he has... Or telling him he has like a small one.
It is, homies. Yeah. That's what we got out of this segment right now. If you really want to take a dig at her, let her know her whisker biscuit smells like...
A used diaper filled with Indian food.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Dana, you got to tell us the story that you just told us. Come on.
Oh my gosh. Okay. My girlfriend in Odessa, Texas, that used to do my hair and I were talking. And again, I don't know why we're talking about body odor, but she said her friend's friend got into the car. They were on their way to the club. And she said immediately when she got in, she noticed this odor. She said, I know you're not supposed to do it or whatever, but I told her something's wrong. You have
an
odor.
That's my favorite part of the story. She's like, yo. Stop. Something's wrong with what's going on
here.
She
told her.
You smell like you're dying.
No, so she said something's got to be wrong. She told her that. And the girl was like, oh my God, are you serious? She's like, yeah.
Yo.
She asked to be taken home. Whatever.
Weekend goes by. Are you carrying open can tuna in your pocket? What are you doing here?
She said it smelled like rotting meat.
Oh.
Anyway, she ends up
going. I always think it smells like rotting catfish.
Are you just hanging beef jerky? What's going on here?
She ends up going to the doctor. And she had forgotten that she had a tampon in. She put another tampon in. So that tampon had been in for almost a month and her own skin was growing into it. And the doctor told her, had you waited another month, you could have died. Ooh. So tell somebody if they stink.
Look at that. Hold
on. She saved her life.
I have a question.
Okay.
How do you forget that there's a tampon inside you?
I don't know.
Does that happen? Is that a normal thing?
Obviously, I don't think it's normal, but it can happen.
Dude, you ever like look in your belly button and there's lint sometimes?
I don't think that's the same thing. The size of a tampon versus the size of lint.
You're not a big belly button.
How big a tampon are you talking? They ain't that big, automatic.
Well, they're not that small either. I mean, if you put something inside of you and you forget about
it. If you put it in right.
Dude, they come in like tampons.
You can't feel them?
Well, you can feel it, but
they come in like TikTok, like Tic Tac size now.
Yeah.
I just don't know how I could forget some weird, like some foreign object inside my body.
Let's try it.
No!
More of the podcast now. Here's something you'll never hear on another podcast.